Hi, welcome to episode 125 of Thrifty Cast. This is Eric.
And this is Kathleen.
And we have been very irregular. In our posting. So maybe New Year's resolution, we get back to more regular recording.
I think it's great to say that, but I think I know us.
Yeah, that's true.
So we can say it. But I don't know that we're going to follow through.
I just feel like, first of all, life has calmed down considerably. And second of all, I have, like right now, I feel kind of more organized and fairly decluttered and motivated than I have in a really long time.
I am so jealous of you. I celebrate that.
Thank you.
I love that for you, but I'm so jealous.
I do.
I'm not feeling that.
I do love that for me as well. The thing that made the difference is that I do this 5-minute rule where I pick 3 different rooms and clean for just 5 minutes in each of those rooms. And interestingly, after a while, you kind of run out of the obvious things to clean. And so, like, in my bedroom, for example, like, I had a bunch of neckties I just threw in a big bag. And, like, I've gotten to the point where I'm, like, actually going through the neckties. And I have some absolutely horrible 1990s ones that I've just held on to. I don't know why. It's, like, it historically has been really hard to get rid of neckties for me, which I don't really wear them. I did for a while. I had a job where, for 4 years, where I had to wear them daily. But, yeah. So, after you sort of do these tiny little chisels at cleaning, then I landed in this world of decluttering. Today, you know, part of getting the basement cleaned out is that I'm finding all these things that I want to donate, and then I'm putting them in the kitchen, and my kitchen time, my 5 minutes for the kitchen was I loaded things up and took them to Goodwill.
Oh.
Did that today. So, it's so good. Like, don't be jealous. You could, it's easy. I'm finding it easy.
Yeah, I'm glad you amended that to I'm finding it easy. I will just say that the entire time you were speaking, my new dog was licking my hand really intensely. So I think some of it is, you know, I'm in new dog mode.
Oh, of course.
She is a clinger.
She's adorable.
She is adorable. I love her. She's a clinger. And it's only been 5 weeks or whatever. So there's a lot of adjusting, but it's sort of like having a Louise all over again in that you can't really do a lot.
Yes.
She really likes to be just kind of on you all the time. Mm-hmm. Which just makes tasks difficult. But I did take stuff to the antique store today to sell. And I did earlier in the week, take some things to donate. Took 4 boxes and bags of things to donate. So, I mean, I am getting some stuff out, but...
That's awesome.
Yeah. And my mom comes next week, so I have a lot of cleaning to do before she gets here.
Yeah. It's just, like, one of the things I'm finding with all this decluttering is that I'm just getting more organized as mentally as my space gets organized, which I didn't know that it would have such a positive effect. But what's happening now is that I'm on Duolingo for 5 minutes a day, learning Greek, which I know how to order toast now in Greece. So, don't be jealous.
I'm not.
I mean...
I'm not jealous.
Okay, well, toast is pretty much a staple, so... I mean, I wish I could order more things, but, you know, that'll come.
It is, and I love toast, so...
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Hey, find of the week.
Oh, okay. I'm kind of thinking, given what our topic is today, I'm kind of thinking we should mix it up a little bit, and rather than talking about a thrift find, or in addition to talking about a thrift find, I thought we could also talk about our best finds from the trash.
How about we do both?
Let's do both. I love me some garbage.
I want to do both.
Let's just do both.
Yeah. Let's do it.
Love garbage. My best garbage find ever, and the reason why I brought this up as a potential topic today, is that I went to the dump, as it's only open on Saturdays, and today is Saturday the 16th. And they had the blow mold sitting there, boy and girl carolers.
Oh, yeah.
Holding the books. I didn't ask them about it at the dump, because they had pulled it aside, because they, like, you know, they get this garbage, and if it's seasonal stuff, they'll just sort of put it out. It's really weird. They'll sort of decorate the dump. So, you know, they had, like, oh, like, Merry Christmas signs and whatever, and these two carolers without light bulbs were just sitting out there. And I was like, that's amazing. And I didn't say anything. We left the dump, and now it's all I've been thinking about. So I'm actually going to go back next week and bribe them. I'm going to be like, hey, $20, and I'll just get that stupid plastic off your hands. What do you say?
Well, and next week it'll be the 23rd. So what are they going to do? Store it for a year at the dump?
Right. Yep. So I'm hoping... I always tip them, and I try to be really generous with them, because they actually, like, take the garbage out of the vehicle. It's, like, a super nice of them. So hopefully I've built up enough goodwill, too, where they're willing to take my bribery.
So your find of the week are these carolers that you're going to go back for next week?
Yeah. It's sort of my find of next week, I guess, which is, you know, a first for us. What about yours? Best garbage find ever.
My best garbage? It has to be my green and yellow lamp. I have posted pictures of it before. It was 5 years ago, because it was right after I moved into my condo. And it was the apartment building across the street that usually has the worst garbage outside. It's usually strewn all over the place and blowing all over the street. There's rarely anything that you'd want. But there was this great old yellow and green glass with a metal base lamp. And I had the perfect lampshade for it. It was Kismet. And I love that lamp. It's by far the best thing I've ever found in the garbage. It works. It could definitely use rewiring, but it's been 5 years that I've never gotten it rewired. I won't say I leave it on when I leave the house or anything dangerous like that, but I use it and it's fine. But yeah, that's by far my best piece of garbage find ever.
It is probably the best lamp I've ever seen in my life.
That's a lot.
It is a lot, and I said what I said. I stand by the fact that that's the best lamp, and the best feature is something you didn't even talk about, which is the metal base.
Yeah, because for the metal base is pretty and ornate, and for the longest time, I didn't notice that they're, like, kind of mermaids? Or just pretty ladies? I'm not exactly sure. But I did not notice it for the longest time until Eric pointed it out to me.
Yeah, it has a real bordello vibe that just is incredible.
Yeah, it's really, it's great. And the fact that I had gotten this lampshade at the thrift store and had no idea what to do with it, it was like, someday I'm going to find the perfect lamp for this lampshade. And I did.
Yeah.
So that was great. I've never taken anything else out of that garbage. In the 5 years that I've lived here.
Yeah.
And I've never taken anything out of any other garbage in the 5 years that I've lived here. There's just not usually anything good. Oh, no, that's not true. I did take a wooden bench out of somebody else's garbage. Mm-hmm. So I did one other time, but that's it. Twice in 5 years is not much. With a dog, I walk through the alleys a lot, and mm-hmm. I always look. So, yeah.
Hey, I just noticed, for folks at home, we do this via FaceTime, and I just noticed the paint by number behind you. Is that the one I gave you?
Yeah.
Oh, that's great. So you have it.
I love it.
So you're in bed right now, and you have it hanging above the bed?
I am, yes. I am sitting in my bed right now, and I have those shutters. I have shutters behind me. Those are kind of my headboard.
Yep.
And then above the headboard is the peacock paint by number.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Thank you.
Yeah, I feel really honored that it has such like a prominent place.
No, I really like it, and it was a good spot for it. So yes, I put it there. And you made it sound like we always do this via FaceTime. We don't always do this via FaceTime. We just, with the holidays and with me getting a new dog, and we were just talking about that dog flu that's going around, we have not been able to make arrangements to get together. So
yeah,
it's been so long, we thought FaceTime would be a good option.
Right on.
We also talked about doing a find of the week that was a more typical find of the week, which would be something we recently thrifted.
Sure.
Do you have one?
I've got one. How about you go first with this one?
Okay, this is hard. I feel like I've thrifted a lot of good stuff lately. I'm trying to be selective, just because what we just talked about, clutter and crap and things like that. But I feel like for sheer value and weirdness, those matching Van Briggle vases, one week and one the next week, one for 90 cents and one for 45 cents.
Oh, wow.
I feel like that just kind of has to be it. But I also found a really great dish towel yesterday for 90 cents. And I just can't underestimate how much I love a really good vintage dish towel.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm just going to pile on the finds of the week.
It's great that you can.
Enlist all of them.
Yeah, I've had a massive dry spell, and part of it is doing all the decluttering. I've been a little unmotivated to look for other stuff to bring in the house, although there's plenty of other stuff I'm interested in, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But, you know, the only thrifting I'm doing, like on Wednesdays, I'll run to the St. Vitie's in the town where I work, and that has just been a massive dud lately. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to go back a few weeks. My find of the week is a picture that I ended up hanging above my stove that is vaguely Spanish, perhaps Mexican inspired, but it's a woman in a flowing dress, and it has a real, I don't know, maybe 40s vibe to it, but mm-hmm. it just, once I figured out where I wanted to hang it, once I hung it above the stove, it's perfect. It just looks nice. Gorgeous there. Yeah. So I'll take a picture of that, but that's mine, that painting. And not a painting, it's more of a print, I think.
Mine have already been photographed and posted, so people don't need to see them again.
Yep. Getting back to the topic, if I may.
Can I actually, before we start the topic, can I say one other thing?
Oh, of course.
If you've experienced this while you were out on your limited Wednesday trips.
Sure.
So I went to the thrift store yesterday morning. I was off, so I did a little thrifting before I did errands and stuff. I felt like Christmas had just kind of barfed all over the thrift store. I don't know another way to put it. It was everywhere.
Yeah.
Like, they just did not, especially the three-story one, they just had run out of places to put it. They didn't know what to do with it. And there's so much junk that's been created for Christmas because people will buy it, that there was a guy cleaning off. They just had these like long folding tables on the third floor, like five of them, of just piled with Christmas crap. And he was just throwing anything that was like the oldest color tag mm-hmm. into a bin, like a garbage bin. And he was just like, if it was glass or ceramic, just shattering it.
Oh, geez.
Just like, I think he was taking some pleasure in the destruction. Mm-hmm. Not necessarily of a Christmas item, but just like the fun of breaking something. Some stuff was just plastic. But I mean, there's so much, and I think they literally do not know what to do with it. It's a week before Christmas, and they're not even trying to get it out for 50% off. They're just like, we need this out of here because it's taking up space. But I don't know if that was your experience or not when you were out.
Yes. They have the first two aisles of a store that doesn't have a lot of aisles. Mm-hmm. Is completely consumed with Christmas stuff. They don't have the kind of turnover where they'll, like, you never see people with bins or whatever going down the aisles. Yes. But, I mean, it is packed with Christmas stuff. And it's the, all the things that clutter the thrift store, it's just the Christmas version of those things.
Yes.
It's it's the word art in quotes.
Plastic cuffs.
Yeah.
With Christmas theme.
There's a part, the completest part of me, I was at the thrift and I was like, maybe I am a Christmas Village person. I could do that.
Oh my God, I wish I had been there for that moment.
Yeah, it very quickly passed, but I mean,
I'm sure it did.
But I mean, I was in a real danger zone there because that messed up sort of collector mentality hit me. And I was like, I bet just thrifting, I could put together a breathtaking Christmas Village that would. And it was this weird fantasy of like, oh, it'll take me back to my childhood. There were no Christmas Villages in my childhood. What was I thinking? So yeah. Part of the Christmas thing is like, oh, I lost my mind. So that was part of it, part of the experience. The other thing that comes to mind about that with the whole Christmas issue is I was at Walmart today and they had these like cat beds that were Christmas themed. One looked like a Christmas tree, but there's like a hole cut out and then there's like a little pad for your cat to sleep on. And I was like, oh, that's so adorable. And, you know, a lot of cats and not enough beds. So why not? And I didn't. But again, it was one of those moments where I'm like, wait a minute. This is usable for about a month out of the year.
Or just weird to have out the other 11 months.
Sure. Which, you know, whatever. I'm down with that. I don't care about that. But, and I'm sorry, but anybody who has ever had, like, Christmas-themed t-shirts or underwear, they wear them year-round. I don't, like, let's just shatter the secrecy bubble on that.
No.
Men. I'm talking about men.
Okay.
Yeah. If you have Christmas-themed underwear, they're just going to go into your rotation. And, you know, hashtag not all men, but still, I think that's a very common thing. I think Christmas stuff does get weird year-round use. Sprinkles. Christmas sprinkles. I think they could find their way onto cookies in other times of the year. I'm really going off on a tangent here. But my point is that there's so much Christmas stuff that gets manufactured and that is so tempting when you're feeling Christmassy.
Yeah.
That you're going to end up with people offloading that stuff and it is going to choke the Christmas stores. And I think that's getting worse over time.
I do too. And I think, before we totally go off on a tangent, I think stuff like matching pajamas, pet beds for animals, etc. Don't you think that's all about social media?
Oh, I hadn't thought that, but now I do.
It's your photos, right? It's your Christmas photos. It's your whatever. I mean, why else would you need a Christmas-themed pet bed? Like, your cat doesn't care. cat just wants a comfy bed or a comfy place to lay down.
Yeah.
So I do think a lot of that, a lot of the Christmas sweaters, like a lot of that disposable stuff is driven by the need for new visuals on social media.
The thing about Christmas sweaters, like years and years ago, there was this ironic, yeah, like ugly Christmas sweater thing.
Get it at the thrift store.
Well, yeah, you go to the thrift store and then you have like an ugly Christmas sweater or just an ugly sweater party. And that was like this weird, ironic, I think kind of Gen X thing.
Mm-hmm.
And now they are deliberately manufacturing quote unquote ugly sweaters. And what I'm noticing is that I've had coworkers talk about going to like, oh, I'm going to this party, so I need an ugly Christmas sweater. And these are people who don't necessarily have that ironic or sort of cynical sense of humor. It's like, it's really like sort of transformed itself into something that's like, I don't know if sincere is the right word, but, yeah, it left thrift world and went into real world, which is bizarre to me.
Yeah. Anyway, garbage?
Garbage. Well, I mean, we are
talking garbage.
Right. We are talking about how much stuff ends up in the garbage, right? Like,
yeah.
And, you know, guy taking out his frustration on glass items for Christmas, you know. Part of the reason that I've been thinking about this topic is that I learned something very weird that this has not been officially checked out. Let me say that. I've not done any fact checking about this. But what I have heard from folks who have kids who are students at the University of Wisconsin in Madison, go Badgers, is that around campus, there is one move-in and move-out date. And everybody, you know, normally, like, in Chicago, like, there are different staggered dates. And, you know, all year round, you're looking for apartments and potentially, and, you know, you'll find something usually. Obviously, the big days are October 1st and May 1st, because those are good days to move. But April 15th. Which makes no sense to me because it doesn't match up with the school year. But anyway, so everybody's leases begin and end on April 15th.
What?
Isn't that bizarre?
Uh-huh.
Like, I could not kind of wrap my head around it, but the person I was talking to was talking about it with such authority and has had firsthand experiences. So in Madison on April 15th, they call this, and I'm hesitant to say this because it feels a little classist to me, but they call it Hobo Christmas because, I know, it's a little rough, isn't it? It is, you know, you have all these college students offloading a ton of stuff as they change their housing situation or they move or whatever. And apparently, according to this person, like, you can find TVs and, you know, all kinds of stuff in the garbage. And my first response is like, okay, well, I'm going to mark out my calendar and take that day off. Because I'm so curious.
Yeah, it'd be fascinating to see.
Oh, yeah. You know, and obviously what they're suggesting is that there's a lot of people kind of picking through the trash because so much gets thrown out. And I'm sure a lot of it is like busted up cheap IKEA furniture.
Yeah.
Like, oh, the hot pot that's illegal that you shouldn't have, like that or whatever. Like that, you know, that kind of stuff is finding its way to the curb. But, you know, you hope there's just that one, like, oh, here's a piece of furniture that was at my grandmother's house, and I don't want it, it's not my look, so, you know, the vintage-y things ending up on the curb.
Yeah. A lot of communities, Chicago doesn't do it, but a lot of suburban communities will do a day where they will pick up large trash.
Oh, Montello does that. The town I'm in does that. Yep.
Yeah. And that's, I mean, in some communities, that's a big go out that night before that pickup and look for stuff. They did that in Downers Grove. And I remember being at my dad and stepmom's once, and people coming around, mm-hmm. like people with trucks and vans and stuff, and driving around to look and see like what was out on the curb. Which, I mean, that's great, right? You're saving it from the landfill.
Sure.
You're saving it from just getting junked. I'm so stuck on the ridiculousness of April 15th.
I know, it's like that's...
Which isn't the point.
That's near the end of a semester. I
makes no sense.
Yeah, I don't understand it either. And again, it's not... I haven't fully fact-checked it, but it did come from a source that I would... say is really reliable. I've done that in Montello, like when they've had their big trash day. Mm-hmm. You know, I live out rurally, but so that's the nearest town, and it's only 1,500 people, and there's one stoplight in the whole county. Blah blah blah. Somebody was throwing out this giant heavy pamphlet rack, and there was a hot second where I was kind of thinking. Especially with a booth, I was like, do I need a pamphlet rack? I'm going to tell you, there is a lot of wasted space in a pamphlet rack. You know, there's a base and there's like cabinets underneath where I guess you store pamphlets to like restrict.
The excess, yeah.
Right, you refresh your stocks using it. But I was like, huh, maybe selling greeting cards or something. So for a hot minute, I was thinking about that. There was a beautiful chair. It had this, you know, vintage... dark wood frame with the ball feet and it was absolutely beautiful. And then when I sat on it, I'm like, this is so rickety in a way that I could never repair. Mm-hmm. You know, like that thing where like one of the arms just sort of goes down, like it's detached.
So
I ended up not doing that.
Did you specifically go out looking, or were you out, saw things, and said, oh, it's that garbage thing? I'm just curious.
Yes. I was out and saw the big garbage, mm-hmm. and then I was like, oh, I'm going to take a spin around town.
Yeah, because I'd have that on my calendar.
Oh, yeah, I absolutely should have that on my calendar. I mean,
for multiple reasons.
Sure. Yeah. But yeah, either side of it. Either I've got to donate trash.
Yeah.
So, another source of good garbage is that when people have a yard sale.
Yeah.
And a bunch of stuff doesn't sell, they don't always pack it up to donate. There was a yard sale in Montello, and I think you were with me because it's when I bought those desks that... we use as bedside tables now, which they make great bedside tables, by the way. But at the end of the day, they just put all the stuff that hadn't sold out on the curb as trash. And part of it, they had these great old dressers, and I was so close to driving back to get those. I ended up not doing it, which I don't regret or anything, but I mean... I don't know. It's a little, I don't know, what's the word for it? Scavengery. But, you know, going to a yard sale and thinking like, oh, there's some good stuff here. I will rifle through their trash after dark like I'm some sort of hoarding raccoon. You know?
Again, you're saving it from the landfill or something. At the old place, there was the person who had, I was going to say the perpetual garage sale. That's not accurate, but I think in Chicago, you can have 3 garage sales a summer.
Mm-hmm.
They're free. You have to get a permit, but it's to discourage people, keep people from having the endless garage sale that runs constantly. And there was a man who had his garage absolutely full of things. And would max out that 3 garage sales. He would do Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday 3 times a summer. And I remember I got a wooden Pepsi soda crate mm-hmm. from his garbage. When I was walking the dog,
mm-hmm.
I didn't think about it, but I was out walking the dog and I was like, oh, that's cool. I'll take that.
Yep.
But I think his garbage got a lot of action after his sales, but he also just put stuff back in his garage. I mean, he really had to want to be done with something to put it in the garbage.
I'm kind of wondering if we're thinking of the same house, because there was another, or the same perpetual garage sale, and there was a shorter woman who had like long brown hair in a thick southern accent.
I don't think so.
Oh, anyway, I stopped at her garage. I needed a bookshelf, and she had one I liked, so I popped out and bought a bookshelf off of her. And then all of a sudden I realized, like, oh, she's always walking around getting things out of the trash. Like, that's...
Oh, I know which one you mean, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And so, I mean, it was funny. I was like, oh, I could have gotten this out of somebody's trash, and I just paid for it, which is fine. Like, I, you know, sustaining her, like, she's really hustling. That's cool.
Yeah, it's about the timing, right? If she's out there doing it all the time.
Yep. Well, just like thrifting.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly. You're paying the premium for somebody to do the legwork.
Yep.
I do remember her now. I think she really pushed. I think she pushed past the three garage sales a summer.
Well, and her garage was a little bit down an alley. So I think in a pinch, like, maybe she had a lookout and like, a cop's coming. And you just throw the door down and suddenly it's just a garage and not a garage sale.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, it's interesting that, like, it is something that, like, dumpster diving basically is something that has a lot in common with thrifting, because I'm guessing the more you do it, the more routinely you do it, you get to know sort of where the good mm-hmm. stuff is likely to be, when the good stuff is going to come out to a certain degree, and you just have great luck every once in a while.
Yeah, we also, and I'm sure this is a common thing in most places, we also have the metal junkers.
Oh, yeah.
Are very common in the city. It's sort of anybody who is willing to put the time and effort in and has a big enough vehicle to drive around down alleys and pick up anything metal that can be scrapped,
yep.
which, again, keeps it out of the landfill. The person who does it gets, I don't know how much money you get for the metal. I think it depends on the weight and the quality of it. But there's a few scrappers in the city that you can take metal to. And there's a construction site by me, and they leave. Like, they don't put the metal in the dumpster. They leave it next to the dumpster because they know
mm-hmm.
multiple people are going to come along during the day. And, like, why waste dumpster space if mm-hmm. somebody can make some money off that and they can not pay to throw it away? So you're also competing, like, for good metal thing, right? You don't care if it's, I don't know, old piping or something, but if it's like a metal cabinet or metal shelving, you're also competing with those people because they just want to resell it. I mean, scrap it and
yep.
not resell it, recycle it.
Yeah. And it's hard because, I mean, in theory, at least some of that stuff could have a lot of value for somebody. You know, if you're throwing yes. out like mid-century metal wall, abstract wall art or whatever, yeah. like, you know, that's, you know, that's really spendy.
Yeah.
Yep. All right. So we ended up talking a lot about Christmas and a little bit about garbage, but that's cool.
Christmas is coming. It's hard to avoid it. It was impossible to avoid it at the thrift store the other yeah. day.
I almost built a Christmas village.
That is so bizarre. You know, the thing about building a Christmas village that way is the scale would drive me mad.
Yeah.
Like, everybody's houses and churches and town halls would be just like a little bit different size. And mm-hmm. you would wind up, unless you were very careful, with a very bizarre village or a very funky village. I don't know.
Well, and I just picture myself in a Christmas sweater, like, leaving to go thrifting for a day and saying, I really need to right-size my general store, right? Like, like, my general store is way too small for the rest of the town, so I've got to, like...
I need skaters for my pond.
Yeah.
I need a horse-drawn carriage.
Mm-hmm.
You yeah. totally should. you should do this. I'm kidding. I'm not encouraging this.
I'm close. I'll tell ya. Like, I'm... Oh, jeez. It just... Oh, it's just so magical.
They're out there. I know they're out. I know I saw some the other day.
Oh, yeah. You see them everywhere. You know, they're like the James Patterson novels of Christmas decor. All right. Anyway, so we're out of time. Thank you, everybody, for listening. We would love to hear about your garbage finds and your Christmas villages, if you want to provide a little inspo. You can find us on Facebook at ThriftyCast, Instagram at I Love Thrifting, LUV Thrifting. And Let's Go Thrifting 1970 on TikTok. I really just do a lot of reposting there, but it's really good stuff. There's a guy on TikTok who just focuses on mugs, like novelty mugs. And he'll like show all these mugs and he'll be like, guess which one I bought? And the reveal gives you this like jolt of happiness. I don't know. Just me.
Okay.
All right. Thanks everybody for listening. And we'll see you soon.
Have a good night.
Bye.
Bye.